T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Show and Vern. 25 minutes of uninterrupted sports entertainment starts right now.
Sorry to do this to you, Serta, but everyone in Kansas City, like, you're not a homer if you think this, man. Baker Mayfield has so much to learn, and he really needs to look no further than Patrick Mahomes. And we talk about so many things and so many reasons of why the Chiefs and Chiefs fans are so lucky to have Patrick Mahomes. Like, when you look at Baker Mayfield and understand the things that he doesn't just seem to get, Vern, it is so evident. This GQ article where he's talking about other quarterbacks and Daniel Jones, and then he's responding to it, and he is creating so much damn noise, right? He is so much noise. And the thing he needs to remember, and it is something that Patrick Mahomes has grasped right from the beginning. I don't know, Vern, maybe it's because of his godfather and his father have been professional athletes and he's been around it. Maybe that's why he's understood this quick. I think that's an excuse. Like, you're a quarterback, stupid. Remember that. You're a quarterback, stupid. Like, let me say this. I understand why there are some athletes, Vern, who make noise. Because making noise can be very, very lucrative. Like, you can get a better deal, or you can have a better place in the league to make more money if you create noise. I think Antonio Brown has made a lot of money because he creates noise and he's a story. He's gotten endorsements that probably he wouldn't get if he were quiet. What did I tell you earlier today? Man, Dennis Rodman was collecting, you remember him in Detroit, 15, 16 rebounds a game. Then he was wearing dresses and coloring his hair, and it became a bigger deal and made him more money. But quarterbacks don't have to do that. Like, that's like the one position where you don't have to create noise to get endorsements. You don't have to create noise to get more money, to become a bigger brand. You don't. Man, you just got to play. You get it. Tom Brady just gets it, and he doesn't create noise. Peyton Manning doesn't create noise. He gets it. You don't have to do that. Dion had to create noise to build his brand, to make himself bigger. And I understand it. Hell, Chris Jones, maybe you can let that personality out more because you're not a quarterback. But quarterbacks don't have to do what Baker is doing to create brand and make their lives more lucrative. And he just doesn't seem to get that. Pat's getting head and shoulders endorsements. Pat's getting all of these endorsements. And he's not loud. And he'll continue it. His play was good. Baker's play has been good. As Serta said, he set the rookie touchdown record. Like, he's going to be a good quarterback. But he does not have to create this noise to make his brand bigger. You're a quarterback. You don't have to do that.
I agree that he could learn things from Patrick Mahomes about being the franchise player and being a professional and stuff like that, but maybe that's just who Baker is. So I don't think that just because it's the way everybody's always been a quarterback, that means that's how you have to go be a quarterback. Baker can be whoever the hell he wants to be.
Yeah, I think Baker is, he's just doing exactly what, like, Jalen Ramsey is doing. I think he's seeking out to take out other people. He's commenting too much on other stuff for no reason. It feels to me not like Baker. This is just who Baker. It feels like Baker is trying to build a brand and make himself bigger.
I can see both sides of it. I can understand if Baker is the kind of guy that needs friction, that needs people mad at him, that needs that kind of attention because he gets fuel from it. I could imagine that. I don't think he really needs to learn from Patrick Mahomes because that ship has sailed. I think he should continue to undertake this mentorship underneath the wing of Ben Roethlisberger. The issue Baker Mayfield is, and this is what drives me nuts, is when he says, oh, I was taken out of context with what I said about Daniel Jones. Man, everyone seems to be taking you out of context. You get mad at Colin Cowherd. You get mad at this reporter. You get mad at this reporter. Just eventually he'll learn from his mentor, Ben Roethlisberger, and just cut the media off. If you don't want to be taken out of context, well, then don't do all of these additional interviews. I hate when athletes like Kevin Durant, like Baker Mayfield, when they bitch about the media endlessly and then seek out the media to further business. Exactly.
Like, I'm serious. I want to pose this to you two. And I don't know what they're saying, the family is saying on the text line. I want to pose this to you two. Like, you don't think that Baker enjoys himself being in the news like this? When he continued to go after Hugh.
That was awful.
Like, when he continued to go after him.
Hugh Jackson, the former coach.
When he continued to do that, like, it felt like he just enjoyed being in the spot. Like, he loves this come hell or high water, just like Jalen Ramsey. And I understand why Jalen Ramsey does it. He's a corner. That, to me, has made Jalen feel like a bigger deal. Warren Sapp, a defensive tackle, his personality and everything he did made him become and feel like a bigger deal. And I think he made more money off of it. But quarterbacks are so effing lucky that they don't have to do that. They don't have to make themselves loud if their play matches it.
But that goes to Serta's point of this guy could need it as fuel. Again, this is Freddie Kitchens on Baker Mayfield.
I think Baker, he's always been told no, all right? And so when people are always told no, they have a sense of, I'm going to show you yes. And I think that's what has been his calling card. And I love that about him. I love that about the Cleveland
so
fans.
So basically, he needs to feel, I need to prove someone wrong. I need more and more people against me. I always need to be on the defensive because if I get comfortable, I'm going to suck. I feel like Baker needs that, and if that ever stops, we could see a real bad Baker both on and off the field.
I think he should have trashed Hugh Jackson even more than he did. All right.
Yeah, you're not being serious. Yeah, I just he has a thirst for it, man. He has a thirst, and he seems to me trying to build
something
like these wide receivers, just like corners. And I understand why they do that, because it makes them – you can't tell me that Antonio Brown hasn't been able to benefit for all the noise and action that he creates. They weren't running at Larry Fitzgerald to be on The Masked Singer. Like, yeah, I think he creates – friction, as you said, and noise around him, but I understand why they have to do it. Quarterbacks just don't have to. And he seems to have a thirst for it. It's crazy.
But especially working in the media, we have always asked for that quarterback who will just say something, who will be interesting and say something interesting and entertaining. Baker's finally that guy.
No.
And everybody's criticizing him.
No, but that's the point, though. No, you've
asked for it, but you're also an idiot.
But Serta, we're not talking about what the hell we want. I'd like for Pat to come out and just whip it out on the table. That would be news for us. That would be something for us to discuss. But just because the media wants someone to act an ass doesn't mean that is in their best interest to do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.